KD, listen. Anybody on frequency? C4S KD clear.
O4 HKX mobile.
N4ZLK. And be careful going home. I'm about where I'm going here in Fountain Inn. Sitting in traffic at a light, so I need to put the microphone down. We'll talk to you later, Patrick. N4ZLK.
James, have a good evening. Stay safe out there tonight. KO4HKX, mobile and monitoring.
CWA, mobile.
Steve.
Lewis, what's your call sign?
You heard my call sign a minute ago, KO4HKX.
No, I just got in the truck, bud. I didn't even know anybody was on here. How you doing?
I was just aggravating you.
Well, don't feel like you're the only one in line to do that.
Were you first in line?
Yep, just about. Just about. Well, you headed back up the mountain finally?
I'm going to head that way, and then I may run back down to the Thermal Belt Club meeting tonight.
Okay. That is tonight, isn't it? Well, did they get that thing straightened out with the dates on the assault on Mitchell?
If they did or not.
Hey, didn't that? True. I forgot about that. You got to be out there making a living.
Paid vacation days or holidays or sick days or personal days or any of that stuff.
To take a vacation.
When I feel like I can afford to lose the money.
That's what you get for being a dirty, rotten, self-employed capitalist.
Everything going up, that isn't anytime soon.
I know what you mean. Well, in the meantime, we grin and bear it and keep plodding forward.
Keep moving forward. That's all you can do.
Hey, well, how did that song go? Uh-oh. It's off to work I go.
Something like that, but I don't know if you ought to be singing it.
Before, because my daddy used to tell me if I was singing a song and I was trying to sing, if I was singing in parts, that I could leave his part out.
Up here today.
Well, my buddy's down, and we built plastic for the first half of the day, and then got that done, and I had to plow the garden for my wife, and then I had to take a little bit of time, and I had, you know, it was a burden, but I went ahead and did it, and I went flying this afternoon. And then as soon as I got that done, my daughter's getting home from work with her husband, and I had to take them a riding mower over to their house and pick their riding mower up, and you know how that goes. I got to fix it for them.
He can't fix it?
Son-in-law is as good as gold, but he really didn't have much of a dad growing up. So what you could put, his knowledge of anything mechanical, you could put it in a thimble and put it over the end of my thumb. So I'm trying to teach him. I'm teaching him some stuff.
At least somebody's teaching him, and he's willing to learn.
He's a smart boy. I give him credit, and he jumps right into stuff. And he's a good, hard-working kid, so, you know, he's taking good care of my daughter, so I'm happy with that.
And, you can have all kinds of smarts, but can't get it to your hands on the mechanical end of it, and that's just as bad.
You are correct. But once I teach him something, he picks it up and moves on with it. He can pretty much take it from there. So, anyhow, I showed him how to repair and run gutters on his house, and he hadn't called me back since. He's been doing all the gutter work on his house.
You buying gutter pieces at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever it is?
Well, he had some gutters. He's got a real steep pitch on his roof, and there was an addition added on to the end of the house, and they did not put a gutter in the valve between the two roofs. and I told him exactly what to do after I showed him how to run the gutter. He got right up there and he added that piece, and he hasn't had a water problem since. So you explain something to him and show him how, one good time, and he picks it right up and he'll go on with it. He ain't afraid of work.
And that's a good thing. So what else you been up to lately other than flying and repairing mowers?
Just keeping Mama happy. That right there in itself is a job full-time.
What a full-time job is? You don't do that anymore.
The next time you talk to David Watson, you ask him about retirement. And I have threatened multiple occasions to get my business kicked off again after we've gotten out of COVID and go back to work. I would work half as much and make four times the money that I make now working for nothing for everybody else in the family. I've never been so busy in my life.
People say that about retirement. I'm not so sure I want to get there.
For you, it should be a decision well considered. So, anyhow, but hey, listen. That you cannot retire until you get you either a 50 or a 100 foot tower up.
Anytime soon, no matter what.
Coming on that new house, you making any headway?
Still can't get anybody to do anything. So I bought me a skid steer so I could get started myself, and I got it to the house, Sunday. After having it down here, having some work done to it, and he and I running around down there and everything like that, so I don't think there's anything that he missed. But blew a hose right as I pulled it into the driveway.
Well, with your mechanical abilities, though, that should not be an issue for you.
The hose, I picked it up today. It's laying over here in the floor, so I'm going to try to get it on this weekend if it don't rain on me.
Tire or tread? Well, it sounds like you got a good machine, bud. Did you get any implements with it? Before it's over with, if you've got any trees to clear, just be real, real careful with those tracks around those stumps. And be, you know, just, you're going to wish that you had a grapple for the front.
Grapple and a set of forks for it.
About buying a house and you're going to be picking up materials, you are going to think that those forks for it are invaluable. Man, I bought a set of forks for that John Deere tractor of mine. Hoo-wee! Man, I use them all the time.
Yeah, roger that. That's one of the reasons I'm looking for them and then looking for the right grapple bucket. So I'll probably be on the hunt for those here shortly.
Hey, so how much did you have to give for a good used machine? 15? 10? How much?
I'll have about 15 in this one by the time I get all the repairs done.
Tell me you don't have to put a new set of track on it.
Already on it. Whoever, the guy that got it from it, put them on it. Got less than 10 hours on them.
The track on it, bud. Now, those tracks, that's a chunk of change.
$1,000 a set.
I think it'd be more than that. That must be $3,000 a side.
And I've looked at them. And, I had to put an alternator on it. And then, just some other odds and ends, full service. What else do we do to it? Oh, hydraulic control for mobility. Had to replace it. That was the most expensive thing we put on it.
Is it a New Holland or a Bobcat or a, what is it?
Cat 267.
A friend of mine had, what's one of the other brands of those things?
Tatu, Takahuchi. I mean, there's bunches of them out there.
For some reason, I'm thinking this was a New Holland, and the pump, the hydraulic master hydraulic pump went on it, and he could not get a new one. He had to have the one that was on it rebuilt, and it cost him like $3,800 to get that pump rebuilt.
About right. The hydrostatic portion of this one is looks like it's already been replaced recently. It's got some fairly new look to it, let's put it that way. So hopefully it'll last for a good while.
But, well, it sounds like you got a piece of equipment you'll be able to rely on when you get done with it.
Well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here real quick before you go. How's my audio?
Good. The mic still sounds a little, it don't sound like you. It sounds, I don't know, I was talking to Shane about that earlier. It just sounds different.
Change the tone on the mic. How's it sound now?
Sounds a little better, but it's still a little high-pitched.
Okay. All right, well, good enough, bud. Well, listen, I got to jump. I just got back to the hacienda, and my wife is making me some of her special hot dogs tonight. So, love you like a brother, but not enough to hang on the radio in the expectation of hot dogs. So, hey, 73, KN4, VWA, clear.
Have a good evening, KO4HK, clear.